Have you ever wondered how you can achieve more by doing less? Or questioned if there's a way to channel your efforts effectively to reach your goals? Well, welcome to Learning Every Day, the podcast that brings you insights and practical wisdom from some of the greatest books. In this episode, we delve into the profound lessons from Gary Keller's masterpiece, The One Thing. This episode will guide you on a journey of self-discovery, helping you understand the power of focus, the domino effect of small actions, and the art of setting achievable goals. We'll debunk the myth of multitasking, explore how time blocking can boost your productivity, and discuss the four thieves of productivity. So, if you're ready to harness your willpower, strike a balance in life, find great answers to your questions, and commit to extraordinary results, then this episode is for you. Let's dive in and start learning every day.
The power of singular focus. Have you ever heard the saying, "Jack of all trades, master of none"? It's an old adage that perfectly captures the essence of our first key point. How many times have you felt the pressure of trying to do everything at once and ended up achieving less than you desired? The power of singular focus, as outlined in The One Thing, is all about the magic of concentrating on one thing at a time. It's about focusing on that one task, goal, or ambition that will make everything else easier or unnecessary. It's not about being good at lots of things. It's about being exceptional at one. So, what's your one thing? What's the one goal that, if you focused on it, would set you on the path to achieving all your other goals? Start by identifying that one thing. Then, dedicate your time, energy, and resources towards it. Remember, it's not about doing more. It's about doing what matters most.
Have you ever lined up a row of dominoes and watched them topple one by one with just a gentle nudge? Now imagine your life goals as these dominoes. The domino effect, as described in Gary Keller's The One Thing, is the idea that small actions can trigger significant results over time. It's not about making huge, drastic changes all at once. Instead, it's about taking small, manageable steps that lead to a cascade of success. Think of it like this. A single domino can knock over another domino that's 1.5 times larger. Starting with a tiny action, you can end up achieving something far beyond your initial size. Let's consider the story of Thomas, a man who decided to improve his health. Rather than jumping into a rigorous exercise routine, he started with just a 10-minute walk every day. Over time, this small habit led to feeling more energetic and his muscles to be more responsive, hence helping him walk more, start lifting weights, and improving his eating habits. So how can you apply the domino effect in your life? Start by identifying one small step that aligns with your larger goal. It could be as simple as reading for 10 minutes a day if your goal is to learn more, or listening to one of our episodes each day. Commit to this small action and watch as it sets off a chain reaction, leading you closer to your goal. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So, what's your first step going to be? If you like our content, you can support us by rating this episode and subscribing on our social media platforms. We are always happy to read your feedback and comments.
The art of goal setting. Have you ever found yourself giving up early on your goals because they simply seemed to be too not achievable? This is a common challenge we all face, and it's one that can be overcome with the right approach. Gary Keller presents an effective strategy for setting and achieving goals. He suggests focusing on one significant goal at a time rather than spreading yourself thin across multiple objectives. This approach allows you to channel your energy and resources towards achieving that one goal. For instance, if your goals are to get fit, learn a new language, and advance your career, make sure you focus on one area at the time. Make a plan to achieve this goal, focusing all your energy and resources. And only when you are satisfied with your results, focus on a new objective. Remember, success is not about doing everything. It's about doing the right thing at the right time. So focus on your one thing and watch your success unfold.
The power of time blocking. Have you ever found yourself overwhelmed by a multitude of tasks at hand, not knowing where to start? Well, you're not alone. This common feeling of being swamped is what Gary Keller addresses in his concept of time blocking. Time blocking is the idea of dedicating specific time slots for your most important tasks. It's about prioritizing and focusing on one thing at a time, rather than juggling multiple tasks simultaneously. The beauty of this concept lies in its simplicity and effectiveness. Consider this: a chef preparing a gourmet meal doesn't chop vegetables, stir the soup, and bake the bread all at once. They focus on one task, complete it, and then move on to the next. This ensures each task is given due attention and is executed to perfection. A trick here is to chop the vegetables not only for one or two meals, but for 10 or 20. This will save him time later. Similarly, by blocking out time for important tasks, you ensure they get the focus and effort they deserve, leading to better quality of work and higher productivity. Now, think about your typical day. How often do you switch between tasks without fully completing any? Try this instead. Identify your most important task for the day, block a specific time for it on your calendar, and commit to focusing solely on that task during that time. No distractions, no multitasking, just pure, focused effort. See the difference it makes in your productivity and the quality of your work. Start small, maybe with just one task a day, and gradually increase as you get comfortable with the concept. So are you ready to give time blocking a try?
Unmasking the myth of multitasking. Have you ever found yourself juggling multiple tasks at once, believing you're getting more done? Well, you're not alone. But what if I told you that this so-called multitasking is not only ineffective, but could also be holding you back from achieving your true potential? The book The One Thing introduces us to the startling truth about multitasking. It's a myth. In reality, our brains are not wired to handle multiple tasks simultaneously. Instead, what we perceive as multitasking is actually our brain rapidly switching between tasks, which can lead to errors, lower quality work, and even stress. Let me share a simple example. Imagine you're trying to write an important email while listening to your favorite podcast. Chances are, you will make mistakes in your email, and you will not fully enjoy the episode you're listening to. That's the myth of multitasking in action. So how can we overcome this? Start by focusing on one task at a time. Prioritize your tasks and dedicate your undivided attention to each one in turn. This way, not only will the quality of your work improve, but you'll also find yourself less stressed and more productive. So the next time you find yourself trying to multitask, remember this mantra: do one thing at a time and do it well.
Overcoming the four thieves of productivity. Have you ever felt like something is holding you back from achieving your full potential? It's as if invisible thieves are stealing your productivity away. Well, Gary Keller identifies these as the four thieves of productivity in his book, The One Thing. The four thieves of productivity are the inability to say no, the fear of chaos, poor health habits, and an environment that doesn't support your goals. Keller suggests that these factors can significantly damage our progress towards achieving our goals. The inability to say no often keeps us too busy to be able to follow our main objective with focus. The famous filmmaker Francis Ford Coppola once told that anything you build on a large scale or with intense passion invites chaos. We should release our anxiety of creating chaos and embrace it. Good health habits like meditating, eating healthy, exercising, and spending time with loved ones energize our life. Also, the healthy environment is important. Surround yourself with the right people and reduce the distractions in your office. For instance, consider the story of John, a diligent worker who always struggles to meet deadlines. He often finds himself overwhelmed by tasks because he can't say no to additional responsibilities. His fear of chaos keeps him from delegating tasks, and his poor health habits leave him drained of energy. His environment, filled with distractions, does not support his goals. This story might resonate with many of us. Now it's time for you to identify your thieves. Are you like John, struggling to say no? Do you fear chaos? Do your health habits and environment support your goals? Once you've identified your thieves, you can start to tackle them one by one. Learn to say no to tasks that are not aligned with your goals, embrace a certain level of chaos, improve your health habits, and make your environment conducive to productivity. Start today by identifying your thieves and reclaiming your productivity.
The truth about willpower. Have you ever wondered why sometimes it's so hard to stick to our goals, even when we're fully committed? It might be because we're misunderstanding the nature of willpower. Willpower, as Gary Keller explains in his book, is not an unlimited resource. It's like the battery on your phone. It depletes as you use it throughout the day. This is why it's often harder to resist temptations or make difficult decisions later in the day. Your willpower is running low. Think about it. Have you ever noticed that it's easier to stick to your diet in the morning than in the evening? Or that you're more likely to make impulsive purchases after a long, tiring day? That's your willpower battery running low. Understanding this can be a game changer for your personal growth and well-being. It means that you should prioritize your most important tasks, the ones that require the most willpower, at the beginning of the day when your battery is full. Now think about your own life. Are there tasks or decisions you've been pushing to the end of the day, only to find that you don't have the energy or willpower to tackle them? What if you tried doing them first thing in the morning instead? Try this for a week and see if you notice a difference. It's a small change, but it could have a big impact on your productivity and success.
Achieving balance for success. Have you ever felt like you're constantly juggling tasks, trying to keep all the balls in the air? Well, you're not alone. Many of us struggle to maintain a balance in our lives, often prioritizing work over personal needs or vice versa. But what if I told you that achieving a balance in life is not only possible, but also crucial for success? The concept of balance in life is not about dividing your time equally among all tasks, but rather about giving the right amount of attention to each important aspect of your life. This could be your career, health, relationships, or personal growth. The idea here is not to let one area overshadow the others. For instance, a successful business tycoon who is always working might seem successful, but if his health or relationships are suffering, is he truly successful? The answer, according to Gary Keller, is no. He narrates the story of a successful entrepreneur who, despite his business achievements, found his life unfulfilled due to neglecting his health and relationships. Once he started to balance these aspects, he found greater satisfaction and success in life. Now, think about your own life. Are there areas you've been neglecting? Maybe you've been working too much and neglecting your health, or maybe you've been so focused on personal growth that you've neglected your relationships. Whatever it is, it's time to bring balance. Start by identifying the different areas in your life that need attention. Then, allocate time to each area based on its importance. Remember, balance doesn't mean equal time, but rather the right time. Try this for a week and observe the changes. You might just find yourself feeling more fulfilled and successful.
Unearthing the path to great answers. Have you ever found yourself stuck and being unable to find the answer to a pressing question? Well, the key might lie in asking the right questions, a concept that Gary Keller explores in his book. According to Keller, finding great answers begins with asking great questions. This simple yet profound idea is rooted in the belief that the quality of the answer you receive depends largely on the quality of the question you ask. It's like fishing. The bait you use determines the kind of fish you catch. If you're not catching the right fish, maybe it's time to change your bait. Let's consider a real-life example. Imagine a manager who's struggling with low team productivity. Instead of asking, "Why is my team unproductive?" a more effective question might be, "What can I do to improve the productivity of the work environment?" This shift in questioning encourages proactive problem-solving and opens up a wider range of potential solutions. Now think about a problem or challenge you're currently facing. What questions have you been asking about this issue? Are they leading you to the answers you seek? If not, try rephrasing your questions. Approach the problem from a different angle. You might be surprised by the new solutions that come to light.
Committing to extraordinary results. Imagine waking up each day knowing exactly what you need to accomplish to make a significant difference in your life. Well, in The One Thing, Gary Keller talks about the power of committing to extraordinary results. The core of this concept is about making three critical commitments. The first one is following the path of mastery, which means continually learning and improving. Think about the best athletes or musicians. They didn't reach their peak overnight. It took years of practice and dedication. Similarly, we should strive for mastery in our chosen field. The second commitment is about moving from E to P, which stands for entrepreneurial to purposeful. It's about shifting from being reactive to becoming proactive. Let's consider an entrepreneur who starts a business. Initially, they might do everything themselves, but as the business grows, they need to become more purposeful, delegating tasks and focusing on what matters most. The third commitment is about living the accountability cycle. It's about taking responsibility for our actions and results. Imagine you're aiming to improve your financial situation, perhaps saving for a significant purchase like a house. You might initially find it challenging to reach your savings goal and feel tempted to attribute this difficulty to external factors, such as the economy or unexpected expenses. However, embracing the accountability cycle means recognizing that the key to achieving your financial goal primarily lies in your own actions. This involves learning about personal finance and then critically assessing and adjusting your spending habits, perhaps by reducing unnecessary expenses, creating a more effective budget, or finding additional sources of income. Now, how can you apply these commitments in your life? Start by identifying one area where you want to achieve extraordinary results. It could be your career, health, or relationships. Then, commit to the path of mastery, move from E to P, and live the accountability cycle. Remember, extraordinary results require extraordinary commitments. So are you ready to make that commitment today?
Well, let's recap what we've learned today. We explored the power of focus and how focusing on one thing at a time can lead to success. We discussed the domino effect, showing that small actions can have big impacts. We delved into effective goal setting, the importance of time blocking, and debunked the myth of multitasking. We also identified the four thieves of productivity, understood the true nature of willpower, and learned about the importance of balance. Lastly, we discovered the path to great answers and the three commitments necessary for extraordinary results. Remember, extraordinary results are not about doing everything right, but doing the right thing. Life isn't about being busy, it's about being productive.